This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The question we should ask ourselves is, why do we bother with the State of the Union with Joe Biden? And why am I saying that? Because I looked at the State of the Union and what Joe Biden said in his previous State of the Unions. And you know what I found? He doesn't live up to any of it. Barack Obama, they come out there, oh, State of the Union, see, we got to stop what's going on at the border, we got to stop inflation, we got to bring manufacturing back to America, we got to do this here, we've got to do this, and we're going to do this here. And this will happen. And if you just, you know, here's what we got to do. And that's just not who we are. And it's just a bunch of things that they say, platitudes. And you're sitting there going, what? What? Really? You want one. Okay, I'll let you hear one. Here's Joe Biden talking about energy.
Let's cut energy costs for families. An average of $500 a year by combating climate change. Let's provide an investment tax credit to weatherize your home and your business. To be energy efficient and get a tax credit for it.
So, Joe Biden said he's going to cut energy costs for the average family by $500. The man who essentially destroyed America's energy platform, and by the way, conspired with other countries to do the same. He was conspiring to effectively give away our natural gas resources, our infrastructure, to the Chinese. He and his son. They were working to do this, working with the Ukrainians to do this. And he says, we're going to give everybody $500, we're going to give everybody $500 back on their energy. The results were gas prices increased by 40%. Electricity prices, energy, went up roughly 30%. Energy costs have increased in the average household $3,600 and change. What did Joe Biden promise? He promised he was going to reduce it by $500. Now, for those of you doing the math, that's a $4,100 delta from what he promised and what was delivered. We were going to all save about $50 a month, whatever, in energy, and instead he cost us $300 a month in energy. Now, I don't know about you, probably wouldn't break you to have that extra cost or whatever. Probably wouldn't have helped you a lot to get that $50 savings. But there are many people in this country that would be a big help. There are a lot of single mothers raising their kids that if they could have gotten a $50 savings a month, it would have been great. But worse, they got a $300 a month increase. And Joe Biden says, but I'm going to save him some taxes. Let me explain. And I know many of you are already there. The people that he's hurting, they're not paying taxes. But you know what they are paying for? They're paying for that food. They're paying for that increase, that shrinkflation. They're paying for that energy. They're paying for that fuel. They're paying all those additional surtaxes. They're paying for the increase in everything because Joe Biden and the Democrats allow people to steal. So all that shrinkage, which is what it's called in the retail industry, the theft, is just reflected in the price of goods and services. They're paying for that extra price that it takes to ship products to and from. And meanwhile, what do you think's happening to the South? Oh, Joe Biden says, well, I got them jobs and I increased their pay. He may have increased their pay, but it doesn't keep up with inflation. And let me tell you what else Joe Biden did. Joe Biden made it to where these people can't even afford to live where they used to live. Rents went up, etc. I told you what happened to me. I told you Joe Biden, he cost me a fortune. He cost me $10,000 minimum a year in fuel cost. I'm talking about heating, cooling, fuel for my cars, etc. He cost me $800 a month increase in rent. That's another 10 grand. $9,600 because Joe Biden's in office. I've told you guys, worst economic year of my adult life. Probably of my life, because when I lived with my grandparents, I didn't worry about the cost of stuff. I worried for them. I knew what things cost even as a kid. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, all good news. Joe Biden, he can come on and bloviate State of the Union. He can stay lucid and awake, and they can consider it a win. I was asked this before the State of the Union. Kevin, what if he goes out there and he knocks it out of the park? Knocks it out of the park with what? With words? Oh, man, it was great. Joe Biden didn't make a whole lot of mistakes. He didn't do whatever. It doesn't matter. This is what I said before the State of the Union. Of course, Joe Biden can't get through anything without making mistakes. But the point was, it isn't going to matter. This stuff is still here. And, oh, let me tell you, no matter how good they may want you to feel, because, you know, they're going to spin it no matter what. Joe Biden was tremendous. Oh, it was great. I mean, if he doesn't pass out, if he, you know, that was the litmus test. Would Joe Biden fall on the floor during the State of the Union? Flop around like a fish out of water. Let me tell you what headwinds he faces. Joe Biden is still going to be Joe Biden. He's still aging. He's still got to get out there and campaign. I was amazed. Before the State of the Union, I was amazed at the number of people writing about, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Ooh, we're nervous about Joe Biden. You think that was made up? Do you think, oh, was that a right-wing conspiracy? And somebody goes, oh, let's pretend it. They're worried about Joe Biden because, you know, he's healthy. As Joe Scarborough said, Joe Biden is he's the best Joe Biden I know. That's what Joe Scarborough said.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Oh, Joe Scarborough, we believe you. Yeah, we believe that that's the truth. And that's the problem. It is the best Joe Biden ever. That should scare the living daylights out of anybody. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You should have heard all the pre-talk before the State of the Union. We watched it on CBS. I don't watch anything on Fox, but we watched it on CBS. And one of the things one of the announcers said, oh, Joe, according to his age, he's going to be in fighting form tonight. I almost lost it. There are times when you're glad you're not drinking something. By the way, if you were playing the drinking game, I'm going to tell you, I hope your word wasn't Putin. Holy cow. If it was Putin, you were drunk within a minute and a half. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Oh, my goodness. The behind-the-scenes effort to prop Biden up, they put him in a dark suit, a black suit, makeup done, got him some fresh Botox, made sure, I mean, Joe Biden got, normally it takes 20 hours of sleep for him to rest up. They got him 22. They cut his work week, you know, his work day short by a couple of hours, you know, because that's what he works, a couple of hours. They didn't go have him go to work. 22 hours of rest. And you know he was told to limit his discussions for the day. They didn't want any interruptions. The president must rest and be ready. and consider the makeup job alone in their attempt to make old Joe look youthful and vigorous. I'm betting Oprah Winfrey sent over her personal makeup magician to help Joe out. Not that he looked any better. He still looked like he had one foot on the grave and the other on a banana peel. But what about his dementia team? Working overtime. What prep do they have to do? Comms checks? Signalers in the crowd, you know, to go, no, don't say that, Joe. No. And the possible distraction needed in the event that Joe Biden had created a verbal Armageddon for the Democrats? Maybe somebody to explode a bomb. What's over there? Then Joe disappears. The media had to be alerted to pull the switch on the broadcast. They were ready. I'm telling you right now, they were ready. Fact checkers standing by ready to validate Joe Biden's lies. You can bet that is what they're going to be doing all day today. They tied directly to the media, social media, who spread the lies immediately. Joe Biden said, you know, we must fund Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. He even brought in the Swedish guy that was part of NATO. He stands up and waves, hey, we are now part of NATO. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's Norwegian, but you know what I'm talking about. They shadow ban anybody that dare report the truth about Joe Biden. What he said, how he said it. Joe Biden acts like Ukraine is in NATO. He literally spent the first, 5 minutes of the speech. We got to fund NATO. Putin, Putin, Putin. Putin's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. He will expand. You know he's going to go into another country. You better do it. Putin ain't even thinking about that. I don't believe that for 1 second. Joe Biden's covering up for Hunter. I didn't expect Biden to be flawless. I didn't. You're entitled to make some mistakes. You're reading a long speech. I've done it. When you're doing stand-up, you do it. And you got to make fun. You got to be quick on your feet. But you could see, you could tell, you know, some of the dementia was kicking in a little bit. They got him as close as you can get him to write. They made him understand, man, this is your last shot, buddy. You got to perform. And then he gave a lot of words, and I'm going to tell you, I know the brothers were just gripped to every word. They, all across America, black folks and brown folks were tuned in to Joe Biden. Forget the world. Forget the kids. Forget the grandkids. Forget the distractions. Poker night, whatever it may be. They were tuned in to hear Joe Biden talk about all the great things he's going to do for him, which is funny. Every time Joe Biden opened his mouth, I said to myself, does this dude know he's been president? I said this last year. Joe Biden acts like he just took over the job. We got to do this. We're going to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. And I love when he talked about how the pharma industry, you know, he's cracking down on them. I got you insulin. I don't know how many diabetics there are, but I don't care what the price of insulin is. I'm personally, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying I don't need it. I care about what I need, what I use. Gasoline. If you're going to work on something, you know, fine. He talks about this cure for cancer. He claims that the pharmaceutical companies are working on a cure for cancer when the closest thing we had was ivermectin, and they ridiculed us for that during COVID. He talked about COVID, what he did to save us all. I remember making a note that said, Joe gave us hope. He gave us hope. And I love when he got all colloquial and tried to just talk to us. You know, I was talking to some CEOs, and I told them, blah, 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 Charlie Brown's teacher. And you know what they said to me? Joe, you're right. Mr. President, you're right. Really? I don't believe that story is in as much as I believe Joe Biden was a Navy SEAL. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe it. It was so painful to watch. On so many levels. And, you know, you had the Democratic women dress up in the white again. And I was about to say before, I hate when they bring the people in. You know, stand up there, token black guy. Stand up there, you Swedish guy. You're now part of NATO. I mean, I don't know about you, but Sweden joining NATO, unless we just need inlets or something like that, I don't feel much more confident about our abilities. I'm not trying to down them. I'm just saying I don't. Oh, my goodness, man. What is the State of the Union? And they had all kinds of stuff. What would a Joe Biden say? We got to finish the job. Give me a break. We're the United States of America, for God's sake. Do any of these sound familiar? Which side are you on? He would always reference the other side of the aisle, the other team over there. Things like that. He won't even say Republicans. I mean, I want you to understand the level of disdain you have when you say, I won't say Donald Trump's name, and I won't call the Republicans the Republicans. I'll go the previous guy and that side over there. But he wants us to believe that he likes us. Hey, Joey, he likes it. Remember that commercial? Here's another one. They say, oh, not a joke. I don't know. Did he say? I didn't finish listening to the whole thing, but did he say not a joke? A little breathing room, somebody said. I think he did say that. Junk fees. He talked about that. Joe is going to crack down on all these businesses. I don't know about you. Why would you want to be a business in America to people who hate you? He wants to raise the minimum corporate tax now back to, I mean, no matter what your tax breaks are, no matter what you've been promised, you have to pay the Fed 15%. Currently, they want you to pay 21%. Seems like it's only 6% to him. Melissa and I were talking about it. He has no idea of the trickle-down effect of what you do when you penalize the people at the top. You penalize people at the top, do you honestly believe that the people at the bottom are going to get something? It's insane. And he talked about how many corporations were incorporated in Delaware, and you could hear some laughter because probably there were people in the Republican side saying, yeah, half of them are your families. I know I tweeted that. I thought that was pretty good. I do say so myself. It was, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, but I'm bored already. I'm more anxious to see what it does long term, and I still stick by my contention that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Biden polling. Not good news for me.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill.
For anyone who says they know a person who would give anything, even a finger or toe, to make it to the game, some Kansas City Chiefs fans actually might have this past January. During a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium between the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, nighttime wind chills dipped to more than 20 below zero, and some fans suffered frostbite. Now, about a dozen of them are being told by doctors to schedule amputation procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There really is just no good way to put this for Joe Biden and the team. The misfits running America currently. There's no good way to put it. And for them, this is amazing news for us. Amazing. Donald Trump is absolutely obliterating Joe Biden. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the polls in the terms of I believe America is at least 3-4 points farther in our favor than any poll. I think that underlying thing is still there. Though I will admit, people are coming out more for Trump. Now, what's funny about that is I think we have the clip. There's a guy that made the comment as something of along the lines of Trump doesn't have the support that he thinks he has or something. I forget. We'll play it. You'll get to discern it for yourself. But these polls are amazingly bad for Joe Biden. Wow. Welcome to the program. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. By the way, my shoes came in. I'm going to make a short video showing you guys my shoes. They look like Converses. They really do. My Trump shoes. And they're gorgeous. I'm going to be sporting them today and, making a video about them. But anyway, please go visit the website. Do what you can to promote what our work is. And, let's let the chips fall where they may. I know this. I've given everything I can possibly give to this constitutional republic. I don't know how to give more. I have given my fortune. I have given up fame. Whatever I have left, I use it with you guys. And I don't know what else to do. I come on here every single day to tell you the good news. And by the way, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your Komodo because I want you to have the real deal. Is it biased? Yes, it is to some degree because it's my opinion. But you don't have to share my opinion. It's just meant to give you food for thought. But I'm going to tell you, I know how to measure the temperature. I don't need a thermometer. I'm out there talking to people. And I do it. I can't describe it. I have a way of figuring out. I talk to clerks. I talk to Uber drivers. I talk to airport workers. I talk to baggage handlers. I talk to anybody. I say, hey, just out of curiosity, Trump or Biden? I wish I had a little minion, one of my little Guatemalan midgets that could follow me around with a microphone and a video camera and let you guys see how we do this. Now, I may do a GoPro or something and maybe Google Glasses or something like that, but I've got to show you how I do what I do because I'm going to tell you. I'm giving you the real pulse of the nation. And quite frankly, I'm probably going to do something soon. I know I am. I'm not probably. I'm going to go out in the street and go, hey, what do you think? Trump or Biden? Yeah. And I'm going to get people's reaction. See what they say. There's a part of me that wants to do it in my Trump gear, but I don't want them to like be like, oh, yeah, I see. I know what you want. So I may do it just, you know, professionally. But I ordered I ordered probably 80% of the items from our store just because I wanted to evaluate the quality. Chris and I are working on shrinking some things down and things like this. But I ordered these products because I'm going to wear them. I'm going to show you the reaction. And I may wear them and have a GoPro on and let you see what people do. When they see you in Trump gear, they thumbs up. I was at the grocery store the other day. A guy had on MAGA hat, an older guy. I said, I like that hat. He goes, MAGA. It was funny. Look, I think he was an old Vietnam vet. He's like, MAGA. And then he muttered, I'm a deplorable. Oh, man, I thank people. When they're wearing that gear, good for you. By the way, I still get lots of thumbs up when I wear my Patriot is my pronoun or FJB or Let's Go Brandon shirt. Anything that's anti-Biden, there's not a time I've worn that gear that somebody hasn't said, way to go. Anyway, let me get back to these polls. That's what I wanted to talk about. Bloomberg MC, I don't know what MC is, poll of Trump-Biden RFK Weststein matchup. And swing states. So this is all regarding third party stuff. If there's a third party, RFK, or maybe I talked about it the other day, well, not to you guys, but to somebody else, this No Labels party that was backing Nikki Haley, or trying to get her to become their candidate, they're talking about adding a third party to the mix. Go! Look, Donald Trump has already demonstrated. Throw everybody at me. Throw my former VP. Throw my former prosecutors. Throw my former campaign transition team members. Throw former governors, former senators, my former UN ambassador. Bring them all. The top governor in the party. Bring anybody you want. You know what I'm going to do? I'm still going to get the majority of the vote. North Carolina, they showed Donald Trump up 10 points. With everybody in the race, Donald Trump is leading everybody. Leading Joe Biden by 10 points. Majority, by the way. He's getting the majority, not a plurality, not more than anybody else. He's getting over 50% in almost every one of these races. North Carolina, plus 10. Pennsylvania, plus 9. Arizona, Trump, plus 9. That doesn't bode well for Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs needs to be a one-term governor. We need to get rid of that lady as fast as we can. Nevada, Trump plus 7. Georgia, Trump plus 7. You know what I love about Georgia? It exposed all the cheating that went on under Kemp and Raffensperger. It exposed, what's her name? The fat black girl? It exposed her. You know who I'm talking about. I forget her name. I can see her face. Wisconsin, Trump plus 6. Michigan, Trump plus 1. I don't believe that Michigan is Trump plus 1. I think those are the numbers. It is what it is. And I do believe North Carolina's plus 10, even though, as I said, I think you could add 3 to 4, maybe 5 on any of these. That's how much I think Trump is winning. And by the way, if anybody drops out, Marion Williamson or whatever, those votes either go away, which means Trump wins in a bigger percentage, or they vote for Trump. I don't think people who are left can support Joe Biden. Because even if you're a one-trick pony like the Muslims, you may not like what, you may be mad at Trump because he supports Israel, but I'll tell you what you're happier about when you can make a living. See, the beauty of where Trump is in all of this is that if the focus is on the economy, there's abortion. That's the number one. Let me tell you something. When's the last time, honestly, that you've heard abortion as a key issue? You're not going to hear it in this election cycle. Donald Trump proved that he can build an economy. Joe Biden broke it down. Now, abortion, the majority of guys, we're never going to have them. So it's not on my plate. The majority of conservative women are not going to have them. So it's a small sliver. If that's your thing, fine. But let me tell you what I will talk about all day long and twice on Sunday is how much my chips cost. how much it costs to gas up my car. So we're winning on all these issues. And then, believe it or not, and I mean, I still believe the economy is driving number one, but polls are showing the border is a critical issue. And people are talking about, oh, well, why are they talking about the border in Virginia? You know, and you know, you heard the old MSNBC criticizing, oh, they do border West Virginia. Maybe they should build a wall, so that they got pushback on that. But they say the border issue is coming to the fore. But I don't think it's the border that people are concerned about. I'm talking about in Virginia or in Cleveland. Ohio, if we're going to stick with states. They're not concerned about that. What they're concerned about is, what is the impact on the economy when you allow 7 million people to come in who can't make a living and who are going to come in and suck off of the public dole? And the Democrats are proud of Tim. Well, they come in and it's not, they don't cost anything. Really? So why are you giving them $1,000 a month? Why are you putting them up in hotels? Why are you taking resources away from citizens? Those who really need it. So none of that works for them. So anyway, going back to what I'm talking about, I still believe the economy is the number one issue. And people are saying, I'm struggling to pay my bills. I'm struggling to pay for food. And you're giving stuff to people who've done nothing. How do you think that plays for us? I already know. I've talked to people. And let me tell you, I've talked to family members who are Democrat. I can tell you one. I told you the other day, one specifically who goes, man, I got to tell you, I think I'm going to have to go for Trump. And we were like, what? What? So this isn't conjecture. And because I don't want to fool myself. These are real numbers. You want to dig into these numbers? Oh, you know what? I said Trump had a majority. He's got a plurality. So here's where they show. I'll just use North Carolina. North Carolina, Trump 45, Biden 35, Kennedy 9, West 1, and Stein 1. So making a correction, he's not over 50% in any of these polls. But here's where I go back to what I said earlier. I don't believe for a second that Donald Trump isn't over 50%, especially when you knock it down to the actual candidates he'd be running against in the general election.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, heck yeah. You know I had to report on this story. Lab-grown testicles. Not me making it up. You can Google that. You will find the story. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network bringing you the crazy news today. No joke. Scientists have successfully grown working, quote, testicles in a dish. Sounds like a great Christmas present for leftist men. I mean, leftist men. They said they could one day solve male infertility, which affects 1 in 12 men worldwide. I did not know male infertility was that big of an issue. 1 in 12. That's a significant, that's 8%. Researchers at Bar Ilan University in Israel produced tiny organoids, artificial miniature organs. I won't even say what I want to say. They closely mimic the structure and function of natural testicles. This is great news for the women who want to become men in the trans community. They would consider this a breakthrough because women who become men, if they could get some of these lab-grown testicles, they could technically father children. They just have, you know, little tiny ones, but they would exist. I'm just trying to be forward thinking, pardon the pun, forward thinking in my, you know, what I'm, well, thinking. Anyway, they go on. These lab-grown organs, cultured from cells sampled from mouse testes, form small tubules that parallel the sperm-producing seminiferous tubules found in real testicles. So, what was that sheep's name that they cloned, supposedly cloned? I mean, I think they did. I forget the name of it, but it was years ago. And by the way, that was one thing that we religious people believe to be one of the seven, one of the signs of the apocalypse. When man could actually reproduce himself, create life, as it were. That's where God goes, okay, I draw the line there. Because, well, I don't know about you, but what do you think the test tube version of you would be? Do you think that the test tube version of you would actually be you? I can't imagine that. As beautiful of a concept as that is, to have another Kevin. And many of you have said this to me, so this isn't me being egotistical. Many people say, Kevin, I just wish there were more of you. Well, you can have your wish. But here's the thing. I don't think that that test tube version of me would be me. Nature, nurture, I'm not going to get all into the whole thing, but you know, I can't imagine somebody sharing my feelings and all the things that I've been through and understanding me to that degree. I mean, when I could see you making my form, you know, like having my doppelganger right there and me go, what? What? I already told you guys a story where I met my doppelganger. I met him at a convention for Unix, or no, Sun Microsystems, in West Palm Desert, and well, I'm getting all messed up. In Palm Desert, I feel like Joe Biden. I was 30 years old, and I met Mitterrand. I was in Palm Desert, California, and I tell this story, but I'll tell it real briefly. Had my bags in a room, took my bags up. They got me my room, took them up to my room. There was a little flashing light on my phone. I went, that's weird. So I call the operator. I go, do I have a message? And she goes, oh, yes. Is this Kevin Jackson? I go, yeah. She says, yeah, you need to go down to some, meeting room. And I was like, what? Nobody knows I'm here. I was the only one. Me and the president of my company who said, hey, we just picked up Sun Microsystem. You should fly out to their convention. Okay. So I go, here, we're the only ones. But I thought, okay, well, maybe he called. So I get in and they go, you need to come down to this meeting room. Oh, okay. So I go down there, and there's this U-shaped table, and I walk in, and I'm not kidding you, everybody there is like, hey, Kevin, hey. And I'm like, I don't know these people. So I sit down. There is a pin across, no, not across, a Mont Blanc pin engraved with my name on it. At this thing, and I'm listening to the conversation, and I don't understand a word of it. And then about a minute later, 2 minutes after I got settled in, and everybody's looking at me like, hey, Kev, hey. The lady taps, the people are like, look back, and I look back, and the lady calls me out back into the hallway, And she says to me, I'm very sorry. She goes, this meeting was not for you. And I went, I was beginning to freak out. Everybody's waving. And I figured, well, maybe they didn't know who I was, but they knew I was coming. So anyway, the lady and I are walking, this older white lady, we're walking down the way. And she says, I don't know how to say this. I hope this isn't offensive. And I went, what? She goes, you do look like the other Kevin Jackson. And that was when I went, oh, well, maybe that's why people were waving. She goes, you guys look alike. And I was like, okay, yeah, white lady, we all look alike. Yeah, I'm doing the stereotypical thing. And around the corner comes the other Kevin Jackson. And the minute we see each other, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Dude had same haircut. We had the same glasses, and when I tell you we looked identical, we were looking at each other like that movie Face Off, where the guys are like, oh, you know, it was a slow motion dolly shot as we were watching each other. And he comes over finally and he goes, you must be Kevin Jackson. And I go, dude, his name was Kevin A. Jackson. His A was different than my A. We looked identical, same style, everything. I was afraid to shake his hand because I thought we would be in some sort of time warp, you know. But yeah, unbelievable. So I know who my doppelganger is. I've met him. And here's another funny part of it. I was in a meeting. I went out to the pool and there was a bunch of people gathering around and somebody sees me. I don't know any of these people, not a single person. And a group of black dudes were there, including Dave, what's his name? He owns Worldwide Technologies. And they were like, hey, Kev, come on over. And I went over, and I'm looking at these guys, and I don't know them. And they were like, so, man, what's, you know, we're talking like we knew each other. And I go, let me stop you, fellas. I go, I'm not the Kevin Jackson you think. And by that time, the other one comes up, and he goes, you've met my twin. And they were like, what? Everybody was blown away. Dave Stewart, by the way, his name, at Worldwide Technologies. And Dave got mad at me because I didn't know who he was. Anyway, interesting story. That was my doppelganger. And luckily, nobody lost their testicles in the making of this story. But back to this. Artificial testicles, they say, are a promising model for basic research on testicle development and function, which can be translated into therapeutic applications for disorders of sexual development and infertility. Look, I have no problem with people experimenting for men to be able to have the honor and the privilege of fatherhood. But you know the left is going to take this, and pretty soon everybody can have a pair of testicles. You want to look under your chair. You've all got testicles. I can see Oprah giving out testicles to some, you know, eunuch male hyena forum that she puts together, you know, to, I don't know, continue to emasculate men to give them these little tiny testicles. But it says research shows 1 in 8 couples encounter problems when trying to conceive a child. And in about half of the cases, the issues lie with the male partner. Low sperm count or poor sperm quality can have multiple causes, including genetic defects, hormonal imbalances, and damage from cancer treatments. So growing artificial testicles offers scientists a unique window into understanding and potentially treating these disorders. Look, I'm all for modern science, real science. This is real science. And if... you know, I think it goes beyond that. I think it's from a political perspective. Any man married to the Nancy Pelosi's and the Hillary Clinton's of the world should get on this list. You know, be part of the trial to get these testicles put on, because what's happened to theirs, right? So I'm all for this. I think this will be the biggest boon for the leftist, and I use my finger quotes, man, to finally maybe get just a little bit of their manhood back. What are your thoughts? Contact me.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.